This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County deputies were called to a shooting and a stabbing in the last few days. Early Friday morning, just before 3 a.m., deputies were dispatched to an address on Sutherland Lane in reference to the shooting of a man. Police say they found 51-year-old Stephen Ray Gilbert dead from a gunshot wound. Authorities think it was self-inflicted, but have sent the body to the state crime lab for a determination. Police say the stabbing involved an East Batesville man. Police say they think it involved a drug-dealing argument as well. Apparently, 26-year-old Nathan R. Montoya was awakened around 4:45 last Thursday morning when two men came to his residence accusing Montoya of stealing dope from them, dope they wanted back. Montoya told police two started hitting him, and then one of the Hispanic males grabbed a knife and started stabbing him. Authorities say Montoya was stabbed multiple times and ended up in the emergency room of the White River Medical Center. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said criminal investigators now have the case. Police also responded to a 911 call shortly after midnight Thursday to a West Batesville residence. The female resident told police a 33-year-old man was trying to run away with her 15-year-old daughter and was in her bedroom. Police arrested 33-year-old Jamie Carroll Dawkins after he tried to leave through the bedroom window. Police say Dawkins had several outstanding warrants for his arrest, including a no-bond warrant out of the Arkansas Department of Corrections. Authorities say Dawkins was served the warrants and cited for fleeing officers. The Batesville Water Utilities Department has closed portions of two streets in Batesville until further notice. 22nd Street in East Batesville between Maple and College, and Bates Street in Central Batesville between Ramsey and Slater Streets. The department is making repairs to their system in both places. Franklin County authorities recovered the body of a missing 30-year-old Altus man late yesterday, a day after his kayak overturned on the Mulberry River. Officials say Jeremy Sanders wasn't wearing a life jacket. Additions are driving up the cost of the first phase of renovations at Little Rock's airport by nearly 27%. The initial portion of the terminal work is now expected to cost about $68 million. Work on the first phase is expected to be done by January of 2013. A North Carolina company says a Little Rock cardiologist is buying its 70% stake in the Arkansas Heart Hospital. Bruce Murphy is one of the doctors who already owns a remaining 30% stake in the 112-bed facility. And Tyson Foods says its profit was flat in the second quarter because the higher cost of feed offset improving demand for its food. The Springdale company earned $156 million for the three-month period. Revenue rose 16% to $8 billion.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.